leaves us to the final part of today's 1-2-3 show, and we will have Sadie Kay as she's back with her skewed take on life with her monthly humor column, Sharp Pains, and this one is called Scrub.
It's day one of the Easter staycation, and in an effort to feel less fat and ugly, Daddy has decided that he has two options. One, to stop eating Easter eggs, start back on the weights, go running, cut down on calories, and drink 3 litres of diet water a day. Or, to fake a Zoom conference, lock himself in the bathroom for an hour, and steal some of my face creams and skin products. So, once the bathroom door is securely locked, Daddy sits on the toilet, finishes off his Easter egg, sneaks over to the mirror cabinet on my side of the sink, and does his best to noiselessly open it with the concentration of a bomb disposal expert. A bottle of TCP falls out, immediately alerting me to his subterfuge. I creep to the other side of the bathroom door, just in time to hear Daddy curse, then wince as he steps barefoot on a shard of broken glass. There before him twinkle 1,000 bottles and 1,000 promises. Daddy is under no illusion that there are also several hundred grotesque exaggerations and a couple of outright lies. Daddy just needs to find something that will make his complexion look less like a bucket of smash crabs. Okay, the internet says you need scrub first, then toner, then moisturizer, then eye cream. Daddy gives himself a talking to. Hang on. Toner? Isn't that something you put in photocopiers and printers? Forget the toner. You need scrub and then a moisturizer. The best moisturizers will be huge on the outside, but when you remove the lid, you will see that the vast majority of the product is just packaging. Rifling through my various tubs, tubes, potions and lotions, Daddy spots an exfoliating scrub. It looks innocent enough in its soft and chubby tube. A little picture of an apricot or a peach or one of Donald Trump's jowls is plastered on the front. Look visibly younger, promises the scrub. Daddy double checks the bathroom door is securely locked before whipping off the top. Vigorously, he rubs this precious youth paste into his craggy face before realizing, holy shit biscuits, it's liquid sandpaper! Within seconds, this evil hummus has foamed up, flayed the skin from Daddy's face, and embedded itself like grout into his eyes. Blinded, Daddy staggers around the bathroom, groping for taps. You've used too much, Daddy derides his measurements. Ah, it burns. Ah, are you okay? I purr on the other side of the door. We've been married for 7 years, and yet Daddy still thinks he has a mind of his own, and that I have no idea that he uses my beauty products. Yes, I'm fine. Why do you sound like a pirate, Daddy? I stubbed my toe. You're not using my beauty products again, are you, Daddy?
No, no, everything's peachy.
By peachy, Daddy is specifically referring to the rock-hard stone part of the peach, which has been smashed into razor shards with a sledgehammer and then boiled with acid.
Look, just don't come in, okay? Ah! You mustn't see me like this. Ever!
Through the keyhole, I see Daddy open one eye a crack. He looks like the end of a specialist porn film. Okay, fess up, Pugwash. What have you used this time?
Ugh! The beige muck that burns your face off?
That doesn't really narrow it down.
The duck patty with the shards of gravel in it?
Can I come in?
Look, I've accidentally used liquid cheese grater on my face, but I'm fine.
Okay, if you're sure, I'll be in the living room in case you need me. I promise, clomping away before tiptoeing back. In the bathroom, I hear Daddy exhale in relief.
Right. I need expensive moisturizer. That should help cool the lava down.
Daddy reaffirms his quest.
So find the heaviest, most expensive piece of glass you can see.
He sees it almost immediately, shining like the statue in Indiana Jones. My precious! A tiny capsule of white cream, nestled in packaging the size of a pub ashtray.
This is it. This is what I've been searching for. The elixir of youth. Time machine cream. My very own DeLorean.
As Daddy grabs a greedy handful, the tube makes a fart noise. He's about to apply it over the scrub. What a prat. When I unlock the door from the other side and catch him standing there red-faced.
Got you, you dirty rat.
Look visibly younger, the scrub promised. Daddy howls. Confused, naked, bawling and covered in gunk. You have to concede, Daddy. You do look a bit like a newborn.
Very funny. Thank you so much for Sadie Kay. Back with her skewed take on life with her monthly humor column, Sharp Pains. And this one is called Scrub. You're going to have to wait another month for Sadie. She'll be back at the end of next month again with her monthly humor columns. Thank you very much indeed, Sadie.